quarantine over 800,000 young people. Whilst consulting with these young people, a concern arose regarding formal participatory structures, such as government youth councils and school councils, that are often the stepping stone to participation in the political system. These structures are often composed of confident, articulate, and socially orientated young people. While the contribution of these young people is important and should not be undermined, we must recognise that many young people do not feel comfortable engaging with such structures, for three reasons which they identified. Firstly, these structures can fail to recognise that young people are not a homogenous group. Age, social class, education, and ethnicity all impact upon how likely young people are to get involved. If these structures are overly formal, young people without such experience may be dissuaded from speaking up. Similarly, if they are too simplistic, they are unlikely to appeal to a young person in their 20s. Secondly, if these structures are merely tokenistic, not only will young people be unlikely to engage with them, they run the risk of permanently disillusioning young people with the democratic process. Finally, we must recognise that if these structures are seen as too close to an authority, be that a school or the government itself, young people who have had negative experiences with authority, for example, young offenders in the justice system, are unlikely to participate. If we do not ensure that the voices of all young people are given a platform, we send a message that their opinions and their experiences are not valued by society, with the result that they will be less likely to participate in politics and the democratic process. Therefore, on behalf of young Irish people, I ask that when you create mechanisms to secure young people's participation in democracy, you do so in an inclusive manner, so that you don't just build a future for everybody, but that you build it with everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. The speaker from